What's up, everybody? It's your boy Cameron Weaver from the Dad Podcast here, just to let you know that this is part two of episode 13, a very special episode that Chad and I put together because we missed a week due to Thanksgiving. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, be sure to do that, because part two is just as stupid, but there are some recurring bits, and you can definitely tell that it just we just literally took a knife and chopped it down the middle and separated it into two episodes for you. Okay, I'm gonna play the theme music, man. I'm gonna play the theme music now. Love you. Bye.
So welcome to part two of the podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. This has been, this is part two of our episode 13 of the Dad Podcast.
Fresh out the oven.
Yeah. So we've had, man, maybe this isn't part two.
No, this
maybe
is part
two. Maybe
we should
split that one up, because that was good.
No, this is part two.
Okay, all right, this part.
We can make this good.
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome to part two, baby boys and baby girls.
Baby in-betweeners.
Baby tweens? welcome to...
Baby planes, part two. Trains, and automobiles.
Baby... baby tweezers.
You can't take those on an airplane.
What?
You know what else you can't take on an airplane?
Bombs. I mean,
I was literally going to say bombs. It's like we Bowels? Share one brain.
Well, well, we don't. No.
Never. You have it. I don't. So, Chad, I
we
went
both,
to the...
We both have... What? Why'd you stop?
I don't know. You broke out. I didn't hear you.
Oh. I was just going to say, no, we both have brains. That's all. That's all I said.
No, if I am in the Wizard of O's, the Wizard of Cheerios, I would be the Scarecrow.
Wizard of Cheerios.
Wizard of Cocoa Puffs.
Wizard of Hello, Governor.
Wizard of Brexit. So, old people on Facebook really bother me.
Go on.
They use all caps and no punctuation, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost what I do, except I don't use all caps.
People say millennials are bad, but Gen Xers are literally screaming into Facebook all day. And all they do is share racist jokes and spread minion memes like the motherfucking plague. Have you seen the minion memes, Chad?
To respond.
What?
Okay.
Have you seen the minion memes, Chad? Have you seen the minion memes, Chad?
Yes.
Literally, it could just be six words that have nothing to do with the movie, but there's a minion in, like, a sundress with garden shears, and somehow it's related. How?
I'm sorry, have you been on my Twitter this week? Or last week?
No.
Cameron, okay, what?
Were you sharing minion memes?
No.
I'm going to your Twitter.
You gotta go back a bit. Cameron, I'm just gonna tell you.
Did you make this joke already?
So I was having, this is like a story.
Okay, go ahead.
I was having phone trouble.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Okay.
The picture on your mom's phone. Your mom's part of the problem. Holy God. There's so many of them. But this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I was like, I wonder what pictures my mom has on this phone. And I go through and I just start seeing minions, 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 minions. Literally, I counted them. 300 minions memes pictures. But Chad, how do you fucking say that?
Yeah. Literally, though, this is what I'm talking about. Your mom is,
I mean, roughly 300, not exactly, but I counted up to 300.
I'm just going to grab one at random. Ready? Okay. This one has one of the shorter, stubbier minions with his hands in his overall pockets, looking dissatisfied, straight ahead. And the text on the picture reads, "Don't break someone's heart. They have only one. Break their bones. They have 206 of them." Where does the minion fit into that?
Cameron, it doesn't.
Today I got my happy pills and my pissed off pills mixed up, and I think I took one of each. So now I'm pissed off, but I'm happy about it. There's a minion walking away.
Cameron, the minions have nothing to do. It's just, it's old. It's memians. It's old people have made these memes.
It's horrible.
With minions. Also, I'm really proud that I just came up with memians.
Memians,
by the way,
is great.
Yeah.
I want to die looking at these.
Oh, you're reading one and it's like, I want to die. It's a minion meme.
This is one that kind of works. It's a meme, or shit. It's a minion in a maid outfit. And it says, instead of cleaning house, I just watched an episode of Hoarders and think, wow, my house looks great.
No, it still doesn't work.
No, you're right.
They literally take, like, just little funny it's like the emails you get from your grandfather occasionally that are, like, forwards. It's literally those. It's like a forwarded email, but they pasted it onto a picture of a minion because apparently baby boomers are fucking really into minions. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Or, and Gen Xers, really. But, like,
oh, my gosh. Chad.
It's weird. What?
This one doesn't even have text. It's just a minion dressed up as Wolverine.
Where are you looking at these at?
I'm on your Twitter.
Oh, you're zooming in on the... You're zooming... I wondered where you were getting this content. Like, I didn't look at them. Yeah. I just counted them.
Oh, I can't stop. My eyes are about
to
start. It's
incredible.
And now I just came across Donald Trump saying wrong. And that takes us back to part one of the Dad Podcast.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite pictures.
It's really great. Oh my gosh, man. Wow.
But yeah.
Whoa.
So
yeah.
Is that one of the memes?
Well, wow, we will. No, thank goodness. Oh my gosh. Do we want to talk about Pokemon Sun and Moon?
I don't know how much people will care, but I sure would like to talk about it.
I think it's a very fresh take on the franchise that hasn't changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
Besides the
really
combat system. But
yeah. I mean, how can you? You can't change the combat system.
No. I mean, I think it's fun. In a world where turn-based RPGs just don't exist anymore, I love this. I think it's fun.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but even I've been playing Final Fantasy 15 also. It's insane. But yeah. Pokemon.
15? Is that...
What?
Where's 15? Or, like, what?
It's just
Sorry,
the new
I'm trying
one.
To, what system?
Oh, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
You have it on which one, though?
PlayStation 4.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. But, yeah, Pokemon Sun and Moon, I think it's a lot of fun. I haven't beaten it yet. I've been trying to take my time with this one.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I mostly like... I just like... So I've always hated the where you have to have a utilities Pokemon.
Yes, an HM whore.
Yeah, or that you have to teach. You have to teach like your starter cut.
Yeah.
Like I've always fucking hated that. So like it's really cool to have the ride Pokemon.
Yeah, they took it.
That's
away.
A really fresh. That's a cool feat, and like the ride Pokemon are like cool, like yeah. Charizard. Like,
yeah.
So
it's really dope so far. I like it a lot. It feels like Pokemon Colosseum, which was a GameCube title, had a bit of a storyline to it. And as far as like how the cities are set up, it feels a lot like that.
Oh, but I do. I hate the cutscenes. There's so many.
Yeah, there are a ton. The director goes, yeah, there are more cutscenes in this one to make it feel a lot different. And I'm like, take them away.
Take them the fuck out. Like, it's most people playing Pokemon. Okay, to be fair, this game is made like to try to get new
right
people into it. Like right. It's there like tutorials and all this stuff. But it's every Pokemon they like tell you how to play.
Yeah.
And it's like I think people can I don't think anyone's that big of a dumbass. Like I think people can figure out how to catch Pokemon.
I agree.
I don't feel like I need to have a cutscene. Or I wish they would just be like, hey, do you know how to catch Pokemon? And you could be like,
yes.
Yeah, I've been playing this game for 30 years.
Yes, I That'd agree. That would have been nice. Also, it takes over, like 40. Yeah, sorry.
It takes 40 minutes to
get your starter Pokemon. It takes 40 minutes to get your starter Pokemon.
Yeah. So how many times did you restart to get with the right nature and everything?
Luckily, I got the right nature right away.
Wait, you can save, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because, like, never mind. I was thinking of when you, like, try to get all three, so you restart the game three times. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And you, like, trade them away, but mm-hmm. You can't really do that unless you got a friend nearby with a Game Boy.
I don't have friends.
Yes, not a Game Boy.
Yeah, Game Boys have been dead since the SP. That's the True. Last Game Boy.
I've also I've spent so much time wonder trading. It's insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, you can get such good Pokemon.
It's great. See, like, yeah, I don't get why some asshole in Japan's going, I'm going to send up a Mew and I hope I get a Ghastly or a Rattata. Because that's what happens. That's all I send to Wonder Trade, and I get good shit.
Dude, I got... You okay?
Yeah, Miranda's yelling at the dog.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard her. Okay. I got a female Salandit.
Nice.
With good IVs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a good nature. Just through Wonder Trade. And I was like...
Wow.
Who does this? Who just trades these... Like...
Ass. I bred 40 freaking Salandits, and I got two females, and the second one, which was like my 38th egg, had a good nature. It was an entire, like, 2-hour affair.
2 hours? That would have taken me days.
Well.
How do you get the eggs so fast?
I'm a Pokemon master.
Do you just, like, run around? Like
Yeah, I got on Tauros, and I just charged.
For,
a lot. And my Salandits were fucking. They were popping out eggs like every 30 seconds, it felt like.
What'd you say?
I said, my Salandits were fucking.
Oh. Okay, because. So, whenever I lose you, it like draws out what you're saying. And so it just sounded like you were going, my Salandits were and then you cut off. And I was like, what? What are you going to say?
What do you think I was going to say?
Fudge packing?
Well.
Forget about it? I don't know. There's a lot of options.
Forget about it is my favorite pho place in Nashville.
What?
You think there's a place called Forget About It and it's just pho?
What's pho?
And it's like some...
Like a food?
It's like some Asian food.
I think you're pronouncing it wrong. I don't think it's pronounced pho.
I think it's pronounced pho.
I'd...
Or is it pho? Or pho? Foe.
I think it's like foe.
Fee fi foe thumb. Get my tum tum. What'd you say?
Fee fi fa fum. Getting my little tum tum.
Getting my tum tum, would you?
And then I'm gonna eat some tum tums because you're spicy.
Welcome back to the ASMR Dad Podcast.
Right oh, now. Big news.
I want you to ignore the loud man.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I just realized what you're going for.
Still talking.
Fuck off.
Now that he's gone, I want you to sit back, relax, and pop open a bottle of wine. Oh, fuck. I can't get the fucking thing open. Oh, it hit me in the eye!
Oh, that's my favorite thing we
Me
do.
Me too.
That's my favorite bit.
Again, we have to talk about it.
Can we? Okay. Oh, damn it. That's part of the bit, though. Hey, we've taken some improv classes. It's pretty clear from this podcast, huh, guys?
Yeah.
We know some of the jargon, some of the colloquialisms, huh?
Yes, and...
Yes, and we're bad. Okay,
I want you to imagine that you're in a toy store. You can hear the sounds of other shoppers. It's Christmas time. Joy to the Lord. Damn it!
What's that called, a didgeridoo?
That's a hurdy-gurdy. Don't be ridiculous.
How dare you confuse those two fucking, it's just insane instrumental names.
I need to bring my didgeridoo down to Nashville.
Oh, I'm pissed you even own that. It's such a useless object. No offense to anybody in Australia that may listen to this, but the didgeridoos are so fucking dumb.
There are only two people in Australia that will listen to this, and they are offended.
I'm sure they are.
Because you called them sheep fuckers.
Well, they live in Wales. Except in Australia, and it's New South Wales.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, one time when I was 16, I did a cover of Toxic by Miss Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
I put a didgeridoo in the background. And it wasn't good.
I wouldn't think so. Was it like...
It went dun 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 dun. Dun.
That's a pretty good didgeridoo impression.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can do a lot of weird things with my throat.
No comment. Okay, so where were we going anywhere? Just now?
I don't think so. I just did the ASMR bit and then just it took a turn.
ASMR, yeah. That's what can we wait, let's clarify. What's ASMR stand for? Because I don't remember.
I'm gonna go ahead and Google it.
Yeah, you better Google that.
Listen to the sound of my computer keys.
With your bright computer screen on your big brown eyes, you look real cute, buddy. Yeah, you winked and then I laughed. And then it went down the wrong... My water went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, this is unfortunate. If you type in ASMR.com like I just did,
oh, no.
It takes you to...
Dog.
And what?
What?
It takes you to ASM Research. What's ASM, you may be thinking? I don't know. They have a pretty shitty homepage. Okay, I'm just going to Google ASMR and not put the .com. I don't know why I put the .com to be.
Yeah, that's just Google ASMR, yeah.
ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And,
Oh, I live on or near Meridian Street, so.
You do.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to turn on an ASMR video that has 7 million views.
Ew.
Did turn it up. It's as loud as it'll go. Hold on.
Okay, well, never mind. There we go. Just pepper time.
I'm going to relax. So now, for those of you who didn't know what that is, we're doing the bit pretty damn well.
It's pretty close, yeah. We're just about hitting the nail on the head there, I think.
We're kind of fucking comedic geniuses.
I'm not going to go that far. But we're funny.
She's an ASM artist, and she has millions of views on her
ASM
videos.
Artist.
Yes.
And she does ASMR videos.
Yes. And she's a very pretty blonde girl.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with her success.
Ew, gross. This one's just called Soft Slow Breathing and sk. It literally says SKSKSK. I don't know what that means yet. And there's no talking, but there's also kissing. So let's listen to this real quick.
Soft kisses, maybe.
Oh. Oh. Uh-oh. No. She's staring into my soul, Chad.
What's she kissing?
A microphone.
Ew.
Hold on, I want to skip to the better kissing part.
It sounds like me every time I watch dirty internet videos. Where's the better kissing part?
Oh, here she goes. She's mouthing it now. Gosh, she's like biting it. Oh, out of context, we could be talking about dirty.
Are you sure you're watching ASMR videos? Okay, all right.
She has very pretty green eyes, and they're like staring into my soul. Okay.
Are you sure that wasn't pornog?
It might be. Hold on. It says to skip to 2507. Ew, what is she petting? What is that?
Well, I think you're going to find out.
This cat just started purring and she looked so disgusted. Like, get out of here, Fluffy. This is not your ASMR video. All right, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah, we should leave that.
Now I'm going to nibble on your ear.
Ew.
And I'm going to give you little earlobe kisses.
I'm going to get you.
Oh, Chad, this is an ASMR specifically designed to you for you, okay? You're 7 years old. You're sitting in your living room. You decide to turn the TV on. And it's one of your favorite programs. You realize the TV is on mute. So you decide to grab the knob. Turn it to the right.
Rudy! Get out of here with the Lego and the Claire and the vagina doctor!
Here's the thing. I actually never really liked the Cosby Show.
What?
I wasn't a huge fan. I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? Is it a safe space?
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like that's the popular opinion now. Anyway.
That is a popular opinion?
I don't think you can admit to just loving Bill Cosby. anymore.
Well, a lot of people love The Cosby Show.
I know. A lot of people love Michael Jackson's music. But they both touch people they shouldn't have.
Okay. Michael Jackson, allegedly.
No, it came out that he had a lot of pictures and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Posthumously?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yikes. It sucks.
Well, I did not know that, so yeah. Thanks, Cam.
I'm sorry.
My fucking day. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, like, we all kind of, like,
we all. I didn't want to believe, man.
Well, with Cosby, maybe he'll come out on the better side of things. He won't. He's done. Like.
Go ahead and stick a fork in that bird.
I mean, that sucks. Yeah. But like, I liked Family Matters.
Loved Family Matters.
Family Matters was great. I did not. Somehow the Cosby Show, because I think a lot of people would accuse me, or anyone, of saying like, "Oh, you just didn't like it because like." You couldn't relate because you're a white man. It's a black family. And it's like, no, like, I liked Family Matters. I liked a lot of, like, black television shows. I liked Good Times.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, Fresh Prince of... Oh, baby Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Proud Family?
Actually, yeah, I used to like it. I didn't like the blue... I didn't like the blue girls.
Yeah, they creeped me out.
They were so weird.
They looked ill.
Yeah, like...
Is that racist to draw people as blue?
I mean, ask Matt Grindelwald. Who the fuck did The Simpsons? Ask that guy.
Everyone's yellow in The Simpsons.
Well, who's the guy that did Doug and Skeeter's green?
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be black.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, maybe.
No, that's what they say. Skeeter's black.
Yeah, but he's not. He's green.
No, but I mean, he's black. Green.
But what I'm saying is, we don't know he's black. We assume he's black because he doesn't look like everyone else.
He's the token black friend.
I'm just saying. It's like Gerald on Hey Arnold.
Yeah, he is to Arnold. Or he is to Doug as Gerald is to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey, so Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So with the Angry Beavers, was the brown one, was he the token black?
Angry Beavers is my favorite 80s porn.
Ew.
You know what the tagline to that movie was?
Nasty. What?
Damn.
Come on.
That was the second tagline.
These beavers gotta build a dam. And all they got is... I can't even... Ew. Oh no! Oh, these beavers are real wet, so they gotta build a dam to stop it up.
Oh my god!
That's the tagline.
Help these beavers get some wood.
Oh, there we go. To build their dam. Yeah, it's true. There's a hole in these beavers' dam. They gotta plug it. Somehow. Christ. Okay, just let's end this.
And they're mad.
Yeah.
You know, mad Angry Beavers.
Yeah. It wasn't Angry Beavers. It's Mad Beavers. Upset Beavers.
Bitter rodents with flat tails.
Because mad sounds like there could be like a large amount. Like, yo, there was Mad Beavers, bro.
Yo. Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere with that. That was where I was going to go.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so, man.
Hey, remember? Oh my! I'm startled because there are lifelike creatures.
What? In a show?
Aw, real monsters.
Aw, real monsters. Oh. I didn't like that one.
My brother did.
It was weird. The guy that held his eyeballs all the time, I didn't like that.
And I'm pretty sure he was like either naked or wearing a diaper.
Yeah. See, that show was too weird for me. But I did like Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was real. That was a...
Oh, yeah. Peter and his brother Peter.
Pete and Pete.
Yeah, man.
You know Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Yeah, dude.
No one knows that show, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. I used to watch it on Noggin.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Noggin.
The N.
Oh.
As it was later. Did you ever watch Degrassi?
I did not. I thought it was too intense for my little boy heart.
I love Degrassi. One of... Oh, no. We're going to get into this again. Remember when we talked about our first times doing...
What? Yes.
Dude. Paige. From Degrassi. Oh, yeah. I was into that. I was real into that.
Oh, boy.
Just need you to know.
I loud and clear and about
our,
it.
And our 20 to 30 listeners.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
I mean, I think anyone who watched, it's so funny to look back and be like, what did I like about her?
Yeah.
She was just like 3 years older than me when I was watching Degrassi, and I was like, whoa, is that what like hot girls look like? Whoa.
When I was a kid, I really liked the older sister in the Goonies.
Float your boat, man.
Yeah, man. My boat was floating. But I was
whatever,
like,
float sick. Your nut, bro.
Oh.
I just remembered this. Speaking of fluffing your nut, way back in 2013.
Yeah. Shout out to 2013. The worst year of my life.
Maybe before. Fuck. Maybe before then, but I remember Taylor Swift was new on Twitter, and I followed her, and it was when I didn't have a smartphone yet, and I don't think many people did, so I got texts from Twitter.
Uh-huh.
When certain 404, people...
404.
Yeah.
Yeah.
404. Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but I'd get texts from Twitter when certain people tweet, and Taylor Swift tweeted once... Just had a fluffer nutter sandwich. Tastes just like the way Dad used to make it. And I had never heard of a fluffer nutter sandwich. Oh, and no. I was like, this bitch just get hacked? Like, someone is... That sounds so dirty.
Sounds dirty as hell.
Fluffer nutter? Ugh. I don't want anything to do with that. But what is a fluffer nutter sandwich? I have no idea what's on that.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, let's Google it.
Let's Google fluffer nutter. And I'm not...
Careful.
Oh, hey, the first thing that comes up is the sandwich.
Good.
A fluffernutter is a sandwich made with peanut butters and marshmallow fluff, usually served on white bread, which some would argue is the superior bread. What? Wikipedia is racist.
Wait, refresh that page. I want to know if that's if that'll stay.
It wasn't there. I said that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not racist.
You bastard.
I know black people.
Oh, boy. I know them.
I'm digging a hole. I watched Family Matters and loved it.
I liked Fresh Prince of Bel-Air growing up. I love Will Smith. He's good. He does good work, you know?
Yeah. His son
seems real cool.
Is the best Twitter ever.
His son's Jaden Smith's a dumbass.
Well, that's just true.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
It's like he's pretentious about his lack of intelligence.
Yeah.
Like he's really, it's almost like this esoteric, like he thinks he's like saying something that like is profound.
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch, you need to stop eating Chinese food, reading them fortune cookies. Cause that is bullshit. Everything you post is so stupid.
You're dumb, I just boy. Think it's so stupid. With dumb thoughts.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, Will Smith, love your work. I know you listen to our show religiously.
Will Smith, you know I'm not racist.
But your son, could you have done a better job raising him? Huh?
You know what I love? His daughter.
Lucy. Oh, his daughter.
His daughter? I don't love his daughter. That'd be weird.
I think she's 18 by now. That's probably, I mean, maybe.
Well, never mind. Regardless, I love how Willow Smith came out with, I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And we that one. Then she decided to retire at the age of 12. She's like, nah, I'm done with music. I've contributed to the world of music enough. I'm going to stop.
I made this totally shit song when I was 12. So, I mean, like, I've done enough.
Yeah. It was your callback tone forever.
Oh, ironically, but yeah, it was.
Well, yeah, you had like a bunch, and whenever I called you, I always got whip my hair, every single time.
I did it on purpose.
It's pretty amazing.
No, I didn't do that on purpose. I remember I had. Oh wow, ringback tones. We're digging deep tonight.
How come ringback tones sound like they were recorded in a potato? There's always that one from Verizon that's like, that classical song, and it sounds like garbage.
I don't want to say this, you butcher the shit.
Sorry, I'm not up to date on my Bach.
It's
okay. Here's an edit point. I'm going to put what I did right back in here so everyone can hear that I did the exact same thing.
No. Okay, well then you clouded my judgment with your bad way, cuz that's not the maybe it's just in a different key. I don't know.
Thank you for calling the ASMR hotline. The party you are trying to reach is currently recording, and they will get back with you as soon as possible. Please leave your name after the beep, after this ringback tone.
That just wasn't the best. I think they would have been cool if they could have had a better sound quality.
Yeah.
But they always sounded horrible. And maybe it's because it was being played over, like, phone waves.
It sounded like they had a phone that recorded it off of another phone, playing it into the third phone to go onto your own phone.
By the way, how do phones communicate? Like, cell phones?
Blows my mind, dude.
Radio waves? No.
Blows my mind, dude.
How do I call people?
How does the internet work?
Well, the internet is literally
a series of tubes. Like, have you seen that video?
Kinda, no.
Oh.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Never mind.
I thought you were literally just saying it's a series of tubes. But no, the Jordan internet is literally like, we have cords. Like, the way we're connected to, like, India and stuff is, mm-hmm. like, there is a line. It's like goes under, it's in the ocean, and it's like literally an electric kind of cord thing that connects us.
Whoa, how those fish ain't get electrocuted?
Well, not, it's like wrapped in rubber, Cameron. Come on.
Wrapped in rubber.
I remember reading something like years ago, and it was like, oh, this cable broke. In the that connects us to India. Oh no! But apparently, got fixed really fast. But like, yeah. So,
Wrap it in rubber before you chubber.
You know what? Everyone, oh my God. Everyone likes to hate on the US of A, but we fucking gave you the internet.
Yeah, you're welcome for all them titty pickies.
Yeah, if it were for us, you'd have to look at still photos, like Playboy's still. Who does that? What is this, 1980? Fuck out of here, baby.
Three decade
old. We watched moving pictures now, if we're into that. Anyway, okay, this is awkward. I'm not. I'm fine. I'm doing okay, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. Do you think we have enough content?
I think we have enough content.
Okay, good, because it has been an hour and 40 minutes, my friend.
Yeah, we want to wrap up this special two-part episode of the Dad Podcast by saying thank you for listening. We're sorry it took so long to get this to you. Chad, where can they find you on this magical tube that goes under the sea?
I think. Okay. No one quote me on that, but I did read like at least 7 years ago that there's like a cable that connects us to. There's at least a cable that connected us to India.
We aren't scientists.
Satellites now? Who knows? Anyway, yes, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, yada yada yada, at Chad Hoy. I have a Tumblr, but Tumblr's kind of like Fight Club. We don't talk about it. But if you find me on there, you can follow me. But I think all I do is link pictures from Instagram to there. Uh-huh. And Facebook, sure. You can add me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Chad.Hoy. Yeah, so if you want to network a little bit, add me. Because one of the guys from Australia added me, and I kind of liked that. So, yeah, that'd be cool. Cam, where can we find you on this magical prism that is also maybe kind of a prison in and of itself?
That was deep as fuck.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
You can find me on Snapchat and Instagram at LavenousCam. That's LavenousCam. And on Twitter and Tumblr at LavenousCam. That's the number two.
Also, quick side note. That's the only time in my life anyone's ever said to me, that's deep as fuck. Because it sure ain't girls saying it. Anyway. Thank you for joining our podcast. We're going to go out with a quiet bang today.
That's right, just a little bang.
We're just going to do some soft breathing.
Go ahead and send us your favorite ASMR links or any questions to Hoy Weave.
Oh my God! We got an email that we didn't read.
Oh, well, we got to read it right now.
Oh, okay. Damn.
This is how we're going to end the show. We're going to read the email and then we're going to sign off. Send us your emails at hoyweave@gmail.com. Baby boys and girls.
Here we go.
Go ahead, read it.
This one's pretty short.
All right.
It's from our friend Cummins.Samuel. Cummins. Sorry, I don't know how much Sam hates that or not. I'm sure
he's never heard that before. I bet he just loved that.
One time Sam had a Facebook status about, I don't even remember. It was like about nicknames or something. I do not remember. But someone made a really, really good joke about his last name. And I wish I could remember it.
Great anyway, story.
So this is from our friend. This is from our friend Samuel Cummins. That's his real name. Dear Dad Bods, hate mail. You guys are, your feet are stink. You have faces, turds. Prayer requests. Say a prayer for Chad. There's nothing wrong with him. He just needs a miracle. Ooh. Very true. Weather report. It sucks outside. Attempt to explain the context of the attached picture to listeners of the podcast without telling people what is. Talk about Dragon Ball Z and dragons. Maybe titties. Miss you, babies. Sam.
We definitely PS. Talked about titties.
We did. P.S. Hey, Cam.
Hey, Sam.
So this picture, it's really small.
Is it his penis?
Oh!
Oh! Come on, you and I both know that he's packing. Anyway,
packing fudge.
I had to zoom in on it. I have just kidding, no Sam. Idea how right. to. It looks like there's a stick between two people who have small mouths, but the sticks, and they have like normal sized heads, but small eyebrows and mouths and eyes, and they're like really squished, and it looks like they're, like one's like putting his tongue on the other's eye, and then there's like what? A bowl of hearts. So, they yes, Sam, I explained that picture so well. Cameron, you have access to the email. You can try and look, figure out what the hell is going on with that I'm eventually. If you want to send us weird pictures and try and have us describe them on the air, you can email us at hoyweave, that's H-O-Y-W-E-A-V-E, at gmail.com. Please send us mail. Please. It's actually, we love it. We love reading it. Even if you have something stupid to say, like Sam, just say, I'm sorry, Sam. I love you. But yeah, you know, just hit us. Just email us. Hit us up, baby girls and boys. That would also, be tight.
Let us know if you enjoyed this two-part episode.
Hopefully you do, because I just took 2 hours out of my night to do this. So,
same.
That is 2 episodes of Gilmore Girls, for the record. It is. I could've been watching, so. Well, just need you all to know that.
Till next time, I want you to all have a great day.
Chill!
Alright.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.